your source for everything paranormal. Para-X. The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
The Gathering. The supernatural world can be a dark, intimidating, and scary place. We gather to shine light on the mysterious and misunderstood aspects of the paranormal world. We bring to the table years of experience as mediums, healing channels, and paranormal investigators.
We share true stories from our experiences to dispel fear where we can and help you discover the amazing layers that make up the paranormal world. You are invited to gather around the metaphysical table with us and discuss the worlds of the unseen on the Gathering Radio Show.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Para-X Network, and this is The Gathering. And this is Heidi here, and Stephanie is on vacation this week. And she's out in Washington enjoying her awesome time, her holy place, we'll call it, sacred place. She goes, I think, every year or close to it. She tries to get out there. So instead of Stephanie being my co-host tonight, I have a special guest with me here in the studio. Tim Donahue is with me here at, we'll call it the Stephan Studio. And welcome, Tim.
Hi, thanks for having me on, Heidi.
Yeah, so I thought it would be fun to have you on the show this week because we've worked together for, I think we've known each other 9 years, correct?
Yes.
And in that time, we have become kind of this dynamic duo of ghost busting, house clearing, entity chasing, you know, whatever, tag team, right?
Yes.
And so I thought, what a fun opportunity to talk with people about some of our stories.
Fantastic. Yeah.
You know, yep. I mean, we've had some pretty interesting stories. Before the show tonight, we were kind of going over a list of the things that we wanted to talk about. And looking at just a few of the things that we put on the list, we would run out of time.
Yes.
Because, yeah. I mean, think about 9 years, right?
Yep.
So, anyway, if you are listening and have a question, go to the chat room if you can. And if you have any questions about anything that we're talking about, or if you were wondering if there's something that we have or haven't done when it comes to any of the stuff that we're talking about, whether it's investigating, talking with spirits, doing home clearings, whatever, let us know. We'd be happy to answer your questions if we can. So I wanted to start by just talking about how we met quickly and started working together. And this, because I started when Minnesota Paranormal Research Society started 10 years ago. We have our 10-year anniversary this year, actually. I had joined that first year. I joined within the first month. And you joined the following year.
Yes.
Yep. Right? And I remember you walked in. First of all, you were late.
Of course.
To the meeting. You were late. And so you stuck out like a sore thumb.
Yes.
And we sit in a circle at some of these meetups, so you can't sneak into the back.
That was terrible.
Yeah. You were scared to death. Yes. You could see the look on your face. You were petrified. And I remember seeing your energy, and I thought, there's something different about that guy. I have to talk to him, or he'll never come back. Because I knew you were so terrified to be there because it was a room of strangers. We're all sitting in a circle. It looked like, you know, we were going to...
And I was late.
And you were late, so you stuck out, and you probably thought we were going to start singing Kumbaya or something,
yep.
And you're going to hit the bricks, and we're never going to see you again. And so I thought, I'm going to go grab you at the end of the group, at the end of the meetup, to talk with you, because I knew you had more of a story that you hadn't shared. And I'm glad I did, because you even said later that you wouldn't have come back.
Yeah, I wouldn't have come back. I was really nervous when I got there because I was late.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked to the door, and I was going to knock, and I decided not to, and I went to walk away just to leave because the door was shut and the session was already going on. And then somebody said, come in.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. So open the door. Of course, everybody's sitting down, and I come walking in. The first thing I do is look for the back of the room. There is no back of the room. It's just a big circle. So you got to cross the circle and find a chair, and that was really nervous because I'm not used to that.
No. No, you like to hide in the background.
Yep.
So it was interesting because I beelined. I think I had to jump a table and a couple of chairs and knock some people out of the way. Like I had to elbow them because I could see you moving for the door. And I grabbed you and I remember we talked about because you were wearing a shirt that was from where I lived.
Yeah.
And I asked if you had lived there because I'm like, well, that gives me something to talk about. No, you didn't. But then we started talking like, well, what brings you, you know, to the group? And you had had some paranormal experiences.
Yep.
And that's why, because it was a paranormal group that we were, that was the meetup. And, you know, everybody's there because they either have their own experiences or they want to hear about other people's, whether if they have their own or not. But you had your own, and they had been happening for a while.
Yes.
So you were there to get answers, just like a lot of people.
Yep, I was.
Yeah, and so that was 9 years ago.
Yeah.
And what was interesting is you became kind of a fixture pretty quick on one of the, as a regular investigator, which was helpful because I think you bring a lot of, you're a natural skeptic, even though you've had some paranormal experiences at that point, you're a natural skeptic and you think logically. And so you always go for the logic first, which is really helpful on a paranormal investigation.
Yeah.
Because we want to figure out what could it be that makes sense first? What can we explain? Is it, you know, HVAC, is it plumbing? Is it, what is it? You know, what could be happening here that we can explain? And so it's helpful to have someone like you on an investigation.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, with my background, I do a lot of building management and maintenance on buildings, and I'm a building coordinator. I work on HVAC, I work on boilers, I work on pools, equipment, I work on everything that is functional in a building, plus any accessories it's got. So I'm in charge and responsible for a couple of buildings, and that's my daily job. So
Right. We
can walk into a place, and I can tell you right then if it's HVAC, if it's heating, cooling, if it's something else, electrical, whatever it could be. So.
Right. So a lot of, basically in paranormal investigating, it helps us debunk.
Yep.
And so that was really helpful to have someone like you on the investigations. And what we offered in the investigations of as an extra, I guess, you know, when we do an investigation, if someone, homeowner, business owner, whatever, is having a issue with the paranormal, you know, sometimes there's happy hauntings and sometimes there are not good hauntings. And we would do home clearings or business clearings for the, you know, depending on the situation. And my partner, who I normally did the clearings with, was out on medical leave, and we had to do one at a business, and or I had to do what I was going to do it. And then my spirit guide tapped me on the shoulder and said, asked him to come with you. And so I remember turning to you and the look on your face was awesome. I wish I could have taken a pinch. I have a mental picture. I when I turned and said, do you want to do the clearing with me? And you just kind of got this look of, I don't know if I should be happy or if I should run or like what, you were kind of confused, and it was just this whole mix, right?
Yeah, at that time I was just doing the tech stuff and rolling up cords and whatever we had to do there. And then you asked me to help you with the clearing, and it was like, uh-oh.
Because we went from tangible, technical, logical, you know, HVAC, plumbing, whatever, to here, hold this candle and stand behind me and walk with me as we go through the space. And but it was interesting because the first time working with you, your energy just got huge. I mean, it's already pretty big, but it really got protective, and
there was,
it created
protection. Yep.
It created this bubble of space to work in. So I felt like I could actually be bigger because I could open more because your energy was bigger and could kind of surround me, which made what we did more effective. And that clearing was awesome, even though you didn't know what you were doing, but it was natural, I think, for you that protection energy just kind of opened up.
It did. It got really strong. I didn't realize that was going to be like that. And immediately when I started working with you, it's just like everything on me increased.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, your energy field just went nuts.
Yeah.
It just expanded out. And I don't even know how big it was. Your energy field was just massive. And that was awesome.
Yeah, I had no clue what was happening, but I could feel it.
Yeah.
And it was just like it was strong. It was almost something I could touch.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was really solid, and it was right in place, and it was right there, and mm-hmm. it felt really good.
Yeah. So that was the first time that we knew, like, hey, something's different here. And so we had opportunities to keep doing clearings, and so we did quite a few. And it wasn't long after that. I think, you know, we had been working together a few years when and we had been called to do just clearings because people started to hear about what we were doing. And we would meet, you know, here at the studio before or after as we're dropping off equipment. And you started talking to me about one of your spirit guides.
Yes.
And you didn't know really. You thought it was a spirit guide. You weren't sure. And so you were telling me what you were seeing. And I said, I think that's one of your spirit guides. And so that's when our journey changed, I think, to really be more spiritual.
Yes.
In nature. Is helping mentor you on working with your spirit guides.
Yes, that was fantastic, and I'm glad you were there to help me.
Well, yeah, because it was at least they gave you baby steps.
Right. Well, I came out of a factual place where, I mean, I dealt with blueprints. I dealt with a lot of stuff that I can touch and look at and read and calculate. You know, I'm jumping into a field where I can't grab it. I can't see it. And then all of a sudden, things started coming to me.
Yeah.
And working with you just magnified that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so it was really, it was fun to help you because that's what I do for my job, too, is I help people. I work with people when they're trying to manage either their sensitivities or figure out this paranormal thing or their spirit guides or whatever. So it was fun to help you with that. And you were helping me doing these clearings, and so it was a good trade-off. But what I thought was interesting is over the years of working together and the spirit guide that you had been working with, who became quite active with you.
Yes.
I remember a few times in the middle of the night, he came to me. I'm at my house and I'm sleeping. It's like 2 a.m. and it's like someone is tapping me on the shoulder. Tap, tap, tap. Wake up, wake up, wake up. And I wake up and I look and I knew he was your spirit guide. Because I just knew him, even though he was presenting to you and not to me, I knew it was him. And I looked at him and he said, will you get Tim to look at me? And I went, oh my goodness, this is so against protocol. You're Tim's spirit guide. What are you doing here? And he's like, you need to get him to look at me. So I pick up my phone and I call Tim at 2:00 a.m. And Tim at the time never slept. So he was answered and he's in a mood or whatever. Doing something, and why are you calling me at 2 a.m? I said, you're supposed to look at your spirit guide. And then I hang up. And so you did.
The first thing, you know, it's like, okay, I look at him, and the first thing he says, really? Do I got to go through her to get to you? It's like, I wasn't used to looking at him all the time.
Yeah.
At the first part. So I had to start getting in step.
But what was interesting, too, about that is that he would do that more and more often with me. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden I realized, I'm like, wait a minute, he's coming to me now about things that don't have anything to do with you. And I thought, wait a minute, this is weird. So what ended up happening probably 3 years ago, I would say 3.5-4 years ago,
maybe.
He let us know, the spirit guide, that he works with both of us. He's here for both of us. And he really is only present when we are working in paranormal.
Exactly.
He may come, you know, he has come to you like those times and me at times when we're not working on stuff. But when we are working, he's very, very strong and very present.
Yep.
He's
there all the time.
It's like a third person.
Yes.
Except he's seeing what's happening on the other side of the veil. So it makes it like we can cheat a little bit and use him to get insider information.
Yep.
But he doesn't let us, he doesn't make it easy for us because he also wants us to grow. And so he's been a teacher for us too. And exactly. I think of all the times that we were sitting in the studio, and if we could have filmed this, this would be on YouTube and people would be laughing at this, because there would be Tim and Heidi sitting in the studio looking at what appears to be nothing and nodding and then talking to each other about what was said, or some, you know, Tim is translating for a spirit guide. And so I'm looking at Tim, and then I'm looking back at spirit guide and asking more questions. And then he's talking. So, cause he was a really amazing teacher, and he still is.
He still is. Yes.
So, but it's funny because I can't even count how many hours we sat there in school, basically.
Yes.
Lesson after lesson after lesson, there would be something that would come up in a home clearing, or that we were going to be doing in a home clearing. So we'd start asking about it, and it would just be this flood of information.
And he's not what I pictured as I thought spirit guide would be. He's a little bit different. So with a little sarcasm, a little everything else, he's teaching us.
He is. And yeah, he's a character for sure. We have a couple of questions on the chat room. Karen's asking, so do you think you were working together in a past life? Absolutely.
Yes, definitely.
Multiple past lives. I mean, I don't even know if we could count how many past lives we've worked together.
It's,
I don't think it matters, but
no,
I know it's
been
a lot.
No, but it just goes back a long time.
Yeah. And let's see here. Why do you think this unusual partnership exists? Why do we think it exists? Well, we're here to do work, a specific work.
We know it's special.
Yeah. The work that we've been doing so far, we go into places that paranormal groups or other intuitives or psychics or shamans or healers or whatever, they hit walls and can't get any further, and the problem still exists. You know, the issue that they're trying to fix, it's not working, whatever it is they're doing. And so people started to call us, because I think it was like, well, why not? We've got nothing to lose. Let's get someone else in here. And it, what we were doing started working.
Yeah.
It was working because for whatever reason, I think because we have this spirit guide that works with both of us, and we have this insider information because of him, we can go so much deeper in any issue. And I'm not saying compared to anybody else, because I know there's a lot of people out there that do excellent work, and not to say that the people that called us in weren't doing excellent work. It's just that I know because of him, we can see so much deeper.
It seems like we get a lot more information.
Yeah,
because a lot of the stuff we got was similar to what other people were getting, but we got more with it.
Right. We could go into more layers, which allowed us to solve the issue. We could find out the source of what was happening and the whys and the hows and really go right after it.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes clearings are just doing a ritual over and over and over until it is beat out of the house or the person or whatever. But we alter ours depending on what information we're getting so that we can extract whatever it is right away.
Feels like we can get more direct on it, on what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see here. Tim, there's a question for you here, and this might be a long answer, so short and sweet. What are your abilities, and did you grow up psychic as well?
I don't know if I grew up psychic. I probably, maybe I had something, I just ignored it. Mm-hmm. But in the military, I started having things happen with me, which I did not understand. Because again, I was with a unit that was pretty serious. So anyways, when I got out of service, I started trying to find out what was going on. I was having premonitions of things that were happening. I would have dreams of within 3 days, exactly what my dream was, it would happen. I was able to tell certain people who it was going to happen to, and I just didn't understand this stuff. It just, you know, before I came into this, I probably would have thought this stuff that was happening to other people, they were probably nuts, because I wouldn't have believed it. It's just the way I was. But it started happening to me, and I started my path to find out what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I started getting answers. Mm-hmm. And realizing that there is, this stuff does exist, and people have abilities. Mm-hmm. Which I before did not believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you thought it was hooey.
Yeah, I would have laughed.
Yeah.
And I was a very serious character, and this just did not exist for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and, you know, working together, for both of us, it's enhanced our natural abilities more.
Yes.
You know, I think we're stronger just from the amount of time that we've been working, but also the things that we've been working on and working together, and working with our spirit guide has increased our abilities and the strength of what we can do greatly.
When we meet at the studio or I'm on my way down there, I can feel my energy building because I know it's like a dog getting ready. He knows he's going to go hunting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like he's throwing a fit in the kennel till he gets there. And then you open the door and turn him loose.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just building. I can feel it building. And then we get to the studio and we take off and we get on site. It's I'm ready to go. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. And that's one of the things for you that you don't have to do anything. It just starts to happen.
It happens. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's one of your natural abilities, is to have that really strong. And part of it is, it does open your intuition, but it also really, you pick up or increase this warrior energy.
Yes.
You know, this protector energy that is, you know, it really, as the other half of, well, I should say third, but the human half of this equation, a spirit guide's looking at me going, hey, what are you, chopped liver, what? So the other third, but the other human half, allows me to open up and do my work without having to worry about protections as much,
mm-hmm,
as I do when I'm working just at the studio by myself with clients, whatever. Then I'm the one holding space, but you're the one that's holding space when we're working together. So then I can open up and really do the actual like clearing energy work.
Yes.
So yeah. So it's a cool partnership, and I don't know how it could be this strong if we hadn't been doing this in other lifetimes.
For some reason, our energy just matches, and it just works. And it's when I get into a location with Heidi, it's just like I feel like I'm getting 10 feet tall, and I'm spreading myself out. And there's a lot of protection, and we get some really good results.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got a couple of questions here. Let's see here. Karen is saying, so my understanding is that Tim has taken some hits that may have been taken by you if he weren't there. Yeah, I think so, because there's been times that we've worked together, mm-hmm, and you have gotten smashed up,
yeah,
bad. But I believe it's because they were trying to get to me, and you think that too. I mean,
yeah,
I don't want to speak,
yep,
for you, but they were trying to get to me because I'm the one doing the work. We're working. We both have a job to do, and you hold space so that I can do the work.
Right.
And the healing energy clearing work. And that's the part they don't like, but they can't get to me because of you.
Right.
So then you get the hit.
So they're going after me first.
And they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've had some close calls.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, both of us have been attacked. Many times I've been attacked too.
Yeah.
But you've had some near-death experiences.
Yes.
During investigating. And so, yeah, that's not fun.
No, it's not. Hopefully I've learned from my experiences.
Well, I don't know about that. But it's been really scary, a couple of them.
Yes.
And some of them, we had no idea it was paranormal. I mean, you got really sick that one time.
Yeah.
I mean, you were doubled up. It was like you had knives in your stomach.
Yeah, it was bad pains. I was just doubled up. I couldn't even straighten my body out.
And, I mean, you were stuck at work.
Yep.
In your office for, what, 12 hours?
Yep.
You couldn't even stand up.
I told my son to go out and get my sleeping bag out of the truck, because I figured I'm not going to be able to move. I figured I was going to wind up sleeping at work.
Yeah. And I remember I called you because I was trying to get, I think I was trying to schedule a clearing, uh-huh, and I couldn't get a hold of you. You finally answered and you sounded horrible. You couldn't breathe. You couldn't stand up. You couldn't do anything. And so I went over there and Keegan let me in.
Yep.
And I got to you, and I had brought, you know, water and some soda crackers or whatever, because I didn't know what was going on. And I realized when I get there, I thought, oh my gosh, I need to do a protection, a clearing and a protection on you. And I did. And within, what, 5 minutes?
Wasn't even that.
Wasn't even that.
Yeah. You it was a couple minutes. All of a sudden, the pain started going away.
And you were able to stand up. Yep. You were able to drive home. Yeah. And you actually went home and made a pizza or something.
Yeah,
like, no big
and it
deal.
Was it was fine. I was really hungry then because I didn't eat all day.
Well, you've been laid up for 12 hours in searing pain.
Yep.
Not being able to move a muscle. And we realized because we had been on an investigation.
We just came back, yeah.
We just came back from an investigation, so you had some kind of attachment.
Yeah.
Or attack, I should say, and it's attack because that was more of an attack. The other, there's another question. Let's see here. Let me go scroll back here. Does the scary stuff ever make you think twice about continuing? No.
No.
No. Never. No. And we know it's going to get worse.
Yeah.
Because we were told by Spirit Guide it's going to get worse.
We got targets on our back.
Yeah. Because some of the stuff that we've stepped into,
right.
It's like an accident. And you know what's, it's rotten? Because we'll go somewhere that's supposed to be just fun. And it's almost like pulling back the curtain of from the Wizard of Oz.
Right.
You pull back the curtain and expose the real deal. And they don't like that at all. The ones that are messing around, the bad energies, the negative spirits, whatever you want to call them, they really don't like that. They don't like to be found out.
That's happened a lot where we step into it not even expecting anything and all of a sudden we're knee deep in it.
Oh, yeah. You know? And they are coming after us.
Yeah.
That, you know, that reminds me of that one warehouse that we did down in Illinois.
Yeah.
I think it was an old piano factory or something.
Yeah, really old. I think it was piano.
And we were investigating and were told that the old factory had burned down. And this was the second factory.
Factory, yep.
And do you remember when we were there and there were all these spirits there, but they were kind of in these cliques.
Yeah.
They were in the almost like gangs, you know, these guys that used to work there. And it was hot and hard work. And I'm sure there was some kind of unions or whatever, but there were a couple of groups of these spirits that were really nasty.
Yeah, it was a huge building.
Yeah. And they caused a lot of trouble back in the day when they were alive, and they were not too happy about this place being opened up for, I think there was a retail space in there now and some of it was storage and stuff. But I remember walking through it and, all of a sudden I realized I could smell smoke, and I would see these guys hanging out in these corners, these dark corners, these spirits. And they were snarly at me cause I'm a woman too. So they didn't like me anyway. And I was asking questions, and I was getting information about, I felt that the last building was intentionally set on fire by these guys. You know, there was some kind of union protest or something. I don't remember all the details.
Yeah,
but
it was union something. They wanted to make a statement or something.
Yeah, and unfortunately, the owners were able to take the money and whatever and reinvest in a new building and reopen the factory. And these guys were livid. And I think they started the fire. And I think they were planning on burning this place down too, except it ended up closing.
Yeah.
And so I started walking around and I'm asking them, I'm like, so what did you think you were going to get out of it? And I was getting a little smart. And do you remember what happened after that? Do you remember?
Well, I can remember the energy downstairs when I was down
there.
Yeah,
and what they said.
Yeah, it was saying some really bad stuff to me about Heidi. So.
Well, they told you.
Yeah.
They said, you better tell, I can't say, I'll say.
I know, you can't say that what it was.
Because they were mad. They said, you better tell that little bleeping bleep to shut the bleep bleep, you know, because otherwise if she doesn't watch it, you know, we're going to get her.
We're going to get her.
Yeah. And
it was very clear and it was very strong.
Mm-hmm. And that's because I was on a floor, the storage area was divided into two sections and you were down below and you came up right away and said, you better stop talking because they're coming to get you.
Yeah.
Because you know too much now. And I'm like, but they're not, this situation doesn't even exist anymore. We're in a different time. But to them, it was still real.
We're in their house.
We're in their house, and it's still real to them.
Yep.
So they threatened my life and told, they gave you a professional courtesy of, we're going to give you one opportunity to shut her up.
Yeah.
And if you don't, we'll take care of her. And
it was bad. It was bad.
It was really bad. And if you want us to get out of somewhere, you know it's bad. Because you don't want to leave very many places. So let's see here. And I'm looking at the chat room here. We've got another question. The entities can recognize you and you have a number on your head. Yes, we do.
Definitely.
We have numbers on our heads, targets on our back, however you want to say it.
Yep. The other side knows exactly who we are. We're in the book.
I think we've moved up the ladder enough that they're starting to know about us on a larger scale. And because Spirit Guide came in, it was not long after that investigation. And that we were just having fun. Like, we were just walking around. Oh, it might be haunted. We don't know. Whatever. Walking around, and we land in this, like, threat of the threats, you know. And we were driving home, and Spirit Guide said, "You guys, nice job this weekend, but just so you know, they're going to be coming for you."
Yeah.
And they're going to, because now they're going to be setting stuff up for us.
Yeah.
Like, traps for us to fall into and get hurt and whatever. And we were like, well, here we go.
Some of the strength in those cases have increased, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so time flies when you're telling creepy stories. We're going to have to take a 2-minute commercial break, and then we'll be right back, and we'll answer some more questions and tell you some more of our spooky tales.
Whether you're listening at home, at work, or anywhere, thanks for making Para-X part of your day. Your source for everything paranormal. Para-X.
It is the secret of the world that all things subsist and do not die, but only retire a little from sight and afterwards return again. Nothing is dead. People find themselves dead and endure the mock funerals and mournful obituaries. And there they stand, looking out the window, sound and well, in some new and strange disguise. This secret must be told to the world, and they must tell it. Because they're not dead, we know this, and we'll prove it. So join Mike and Dave every Monday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central for the Odyssey Files. Only on Para-X.
Heidi, what are you listening to? Heidi. Oh, hey, Steph.
Hey.
What has your attention? Oh, I'm listening to Para-X, the calling radio show. Have you ever heard of it?
No, I haven't. What's it all about?
Well, it's hosted by three guys, Jerry, Alan, and Will, and they talk about paranormal investigations, UFOs, cryptozoology, psychic phenomenon, all sorts of stuff.
Oh, well, it's kind of like The Gathering, but on Wednesday, right?
Yep, you got it.
The Calling. The Calling Radio Show, every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on Para-X.
Welcome back to The Gathering here on the Para-X Network. And I am joined tonight by co-host, temporary 1-week co-host, Tim Donahue.
Hello.
Welcome. And Tim and I work in the paranormal field, if you're just tuning in. We work together. We've been together 9 years and counting, and we're just sharing some of our crazy stories from paranormal clearings, whatever it is that we're working on at the time. We were just telling a story about, both of us have gotten attacked. I can't count how many times, but we've stumbled into some pretty interesting situations that the negative beings that are running them don't like that we uncover their little secrets. So we've been told we have targets on our heads now by the dark entities, dark side, we'll call them, and which doesn't keep us from doing it. We just keep doing it.
As they come, we do them.
Yeah, you know, anything we can do to help. And, you know, I won't say anything because there are cases that we don't need to be involved in. You know, there's certain cases because our tools are best used when a situation is really dire. You know, it's a really bad situation. So we'd rather put our energies there instead of what we look at now as a basic clearing. Yes. Because we usually go to situations where people are being hurt, animals are being hurt, children, property is being damaged, those kinds of things. We've worked with cases where property and, you know, entities can manifest in some really nasty ways, you know, and do things to your property, yourself, your whatever, that just are unbelievable. And so we've worked on a lot of cases that you got to think this can't even be real, but it is because you see it happen.
Yeah, you can feel it when you step into it. You can feel it.
Well, and literally, I mean, how many times have we worked cases where there's like excrement and urine
and flies,
and it's all paranormal.
Yep.
Because it's not, it starts and stops. You know, it's there and then it isn't. And you're like, what is going on? So it's just, that's where we find ourselves being called is to some of the extreme cases now, which is fine. We'll do it. Because that's what we're, that's what our specialty.
I think.
And we had a question before we went on break that, what steps do you take to keep yourself sane in the face of having a paranormal contract out on you? Well, I'm trying to think. I don't know that we'd be considered sane. I think we are.
We're sane.
Sane enough. You know what we do a lot is, and this isn't anything we planned, but it ended up happening. And I think it's part of how we decompress after a clearing. Sometimes we go get something to eat.
Well, it's crazy hungry sets
in. Because we're starving. Yeah. I mean, there's so much energy output that happens. And so we'll just, the nearest burger joint that we can find or, Chinese food, I don't care what it is.
Yep.
If it's close, we're probably going to take the place down, eating it from one end to the other. And I know that that's because we need to ground.
Right.
But it also helps us kind of decompress. But something else we've been doing too, if the opportunity is there, because it's not always the right time or whatever. But if we see an antique store on the way back,
we usually stop.
Because it gives us time to process out what we're doing. I mean, there's so much energy in antique stores anyway. And so as we're walking through, we're just kind of, our energy levels are coming back down. They're getting to normal because what's not helpful is to take your paranormally jacked up energy and your big energy fields and then go home to where you live and interact with your pets or your family members or whatever. Or, that's, I don't know if that's fair.
When we stop off and focus on other things.
Yeah, to let our energy come down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so by the time we get wherever we're going next, you're going home, I'm going home, whatever, we're usually back pretty centered.
Yeah.
And then we don't, in our day-to-day lives, like now we're talking about stuff, but we don't talk about it. Mm-mm. Once the case is done, it's done.
Yep.
So we don't carry the energy of it around with us because I think that would get heavy. If we're talking about that stuff every day, just in our day-to-day activities, which we don't because we always have other things going on anyway.
Yes.
So let me get here to some other questions. I think we had a couple others. I'm scrolling and talking and typing at the same time. So Kat's asking, why do you feel the two of you have been specifically targeted on such a broad level? Surely others also seek to work against bad. Why you two? Because I think I'm not going to speak for anyone else.
Well, I'm sure there's other people that are being targeted too if they're
right.
They're good.
They may or may not know it.
Yeah. But we know we are.
We know we are because the level of stuff that we've gotten into and figured out that hadn't been figured out before.
Right.
And some of it hadn't been figured out ever. Like, I'm talking decades or centuries that we figure out. Nobody even knew that there was anything to figure out.
And there's a whole different feeling when you figure something out like that, too. You can feel it's just like something opens up. I don't know. And you can almost feel a pair of eyes on you watching you.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, yeah, you disrupted something.
Yeah.
I mean, some of this stuff is centuries old.
Yeah.
And we have disrupted that flow that has been set what they probably thought was indefinitely. And here come two random people and we step in it and it's like, what is that? And so we have to dig. And because we have our abilities and then our third partner, our spirit guide, who gives us this insider information, you know, it's, we can handle situations that I think a lot of people can't handle. That reminds me of, you remember that clearing that we did in, I won't say where there was a spirit attached to a guy who, when she was living, they knew each other the spirit was a female. And when she was living, she had an infatuation on the guy.
I remember that one.
And he would not return her affections because she was much younger. She was under 18 and he was in his 20s and he wasn't attracted to her, and he would try and tell her like, no, this isn't right. You know, this isn't how. And, so she ended up committing suicide and attaching to him, you know, which doesn't always happen, but in this case, she did. And his behavior was spiraling downward. It was becoming very dangerous to the point where his girlfriend was concerned that he would hurt himself and or others. His living situation was spiraling out of control. He lost his job. He was depressed. He was possibly suicidal.
That attachment, too, was talking through him.
And the attachment was talking through him.
Yep.
And so starting to take over.
Yep.
She wanted to be in him so she could be with him forever. And she thought that's how she could do it. And we go to this home clearing thinking we're going to do this home clearing and do a clearing for him and hopefully unhook her and send her on her way and whatever. And we get there and he won't come out of his room.
Yeah.
He has blockaded himself in his room by holding the doorknob because the door goes out. And so he's hanging onto the doorknob in his room and he won't come out.
He said, don't come through that door. That's not going to be a good idea.
It won't be a good idea if you come through that door.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what Tim sees as we're standing outside of the door, because now this is our last frontier. This is the last place in the home that we have to get to is his bedroom or their bedroom where he was blockaded. And Tim sees in his mind's eye a knife on the wall.
Yeah.
A big one, right?
Yeah, about 3 foot long.
A 3 foot long blade.
Big curved blade knife.
Yeah, not like it wasn't a sword. It was like a curved
blade, yeah.
And it was right there by his.
And I could feel it was right on the other side of that wall.
Yeah. And so intuitively we thought, uh-oh, this isn't good.
Yeah.
And here is Spirit Guide basically on the side of the door with him.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, he's so upset because I started talking to him and talking actually to her in him. And she started getting so upset. Spirit Guide goes to the other side of the door with him and starts telling us what he's doing and how to talk to him so that we can separate them, get her separated out enough for him to be able to push her the rest of the way out, and then we can sever the tie and move her on.
Yeah.
But we wouldn't have been able to do it without him.
We didn't know what we were in for, and his demeanor and everything was very nasty. So,
well, he was starting to growl.
Yeah, on the other side of the door, he was growling and everything
else.
And
huffing and puffing, and at some point, if we wouldn't have been able to get him down, he would have come crashing through the door with that knife.
I know. I had my back up against the door, and I said, "I was just like, if you stick me, head for the door, run. If he sticks a knife through its door."
But Spirit Guide wasn't going to let that happen.
But
so
it was crazy.
Yeah. So that was, and you know, we've told that story to people that are in the police force, and they're like, "We wouldn't even know how to handle." Like you too. Like we got a little bit scolded. You too. And I thought, well, we're right there. We finished it up. You know, I mean, I thought for a second, do we call the police? Like, what do we do? And Spirit Guide's like, here's what we're going to do.
Yep.
I'm like, okay.
Then he finally let loose of the door, and then we were able to get in there with him.
Yeah, it was. So that was interesting.
Yeah.
I'm going to look at the chat room here and see if we have. Okay, so how do these entities attack you two of all people? I know you both, and you're so grounded and spiritually powerful, protected, I can feel in person. Oh, thank you. How do we get attacked? Well, because we're going up against really, really strong energies.
You know, you get a little nick in your armor, and they can find it if it's there.
Right.
And some of the stronger ones and more very strong ones can get in there.
Right. I mean, it doesn't take us down.
No, but we come back, but it definitely affects us for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I just think about how many times we've been
I know, I'm running attacked. Through my head right now. I'm going off.
We'd need like a five-hour show. But yeah, when I say attacked, it's not like we end up in the hospital or anything. We're attacked, we're down, we do a clearing and protection, we're back going. You know, and sometimes like a couple of years have taken some hours of recovery, you know, where you weren't able to do anything for a while. And I mean, some of mine were, within 10 minutes I was fine or better, you know, but, because it wasn't as severe as yours either. But, you know, sometimes we get attacked because we get sideswiped, you know.
Yeah.
They jump us. And so we've got our normal protections up, but we're not doing something that we think we should be protected. Remember that one time at that restaurant and I got strangled?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because we were working in a case, but we weren't even there.
Yeah.
We were just working on a case, but the spirit had hitchhiked with a friend of ours. And we started talking about it at dinner, like no big deal, because there were a bunch of us there. And Tim and I just started talking like, you know, oh, I think this, we got to look at this, we got to look at that. And all of a sudden these arms come out of nowhere and start strangling me. And I couldn't see what was happening. I could feel it. And I was also choking and causing a fit in this restaurant. And you saw the hands and arms come out.
We haven't even gotten nothing to eat yet. And we were just sitting there discussing it quietly. And all of a sudden Heidi started choking. And as I'm looking at her, are you okay? All of a sudden I can see a hand around your throat. I can see down to like the elbow, and it was down and across your chest and up to your throat.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the entity we were discussing.
Yeah.
So
had to hitch a ride.
Yep.
But we didn't really have any major protections up because we were out at dinner. We thought, oh, we left.
We relaxed.
Take a load off.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was crazy. One of the questions here is, we know that Heidi teaches so many aspects of energy work. What has Heidi learned from Tim? Ah, that's a good question. I have learned, and I think it's you and Spirit Guide gang up on me. And so, no, I'm kidding. No, but you two have helped me push through where I think I have topped out in what I can do. And it's hard, and I get frustrated, and you know I get frustrated.
I know. You come after me.
But, it's hard because I think, well, that's how I do it.
Uh-huh.
And then you and Spirit Guide ask me questions like, well, what if this, what if that? And so it makes me think like, well, how do I get further than this? And so it's challenging me to continue to grow. So you become the student again, you know, and the student becomes a teacher. And I think that's part of why we keep getting stronger, because we keep challenging each other.
Yeah.
Spirit Guide challenges us both for real. But it's good because we keep questioning what we do. And
always.
Yeah. Because we want to keep stretching ourselves. We want to be able to be ready for any situation that we get called into. Even if it's something we haven't done before, we have a toolbox that will be able to handle
reach
those situations. Yeah. So I think that's what I've learned from you guys, both of you.
Spirit Guide's smiling right now.
Oh, fantastic. Well, good. I'm glad he's happy with that answer. Because I don't like it either. Because it's hard, because I think of, here's Spirit Guide, hands over Tim information. Heidi, here, I'm going to disappear and you figure it out. I'm like, oh, what? He's like, you can do it. I'm right here if you need me, but then he disappears. I'm like, okay, this just doesn't feel fair for some reason, but I know it's good.
It's part of our work.
Yeah, it's part of our work. So Let's see here. I'm losing my place on the chat room here. Does your spirit guide ever say, no, you aren't ready for this one yet? Oh, yes, he has. Oh, how many questions? I can't even tell you how many questions we've asked him. And what does he do? He leans up against the car this truck that he likes to stand by, which for whatever reason, I don't know why. And he crosses his arms and looks at us. And he's so smug. Most of the time he looks really smug. Sometimes he looks really irritated because we asked that question over and over. But we'll ask him something and he'll just say, nope. And nothing. He crosses his arms and stands there.
There was a time, I don't remember what we were talking about, but you said, ask Spirit Guide this. And I did. And the response he gave me was, I can't tell you that. And first thing I do is, why?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have the basket to put it in.
Yeah.
You don't have the comprehension to understand what I'm about to tell you.
Yeah.
So I can't tell you this because you don't even have the basic knowledge of what I'm going to say, because nobody does. You don't have it, so I can't give it to you.
Right. It was like no human would be able to understand what I have to tell you. There is no human on this planet. So it's not that we're just some bumpkins that wouldn't understand.
Right.
It's not
for us to know.
It's not for humans to even be able to comprehend. There's not the ability to communicate that information. There's not the language for it. And it's not in our understanding. So he won't even go there, because it'll send us into a billion questions that can never be answered. And we'll be wasting our time on something that will keep us from something that we should be doing.
That we'll never figure out anyways.
Right. So but that makes me want to know more. But then I know.
I just came back to that. I know. It's just.
Because we'll get in trouble. Because he'll go after us for asking over and over, and he's not going to tell us. And then he just turns his back or disappears, and then he
shuts down.
Yeah. He looks like when the movie stops and it freezes on a screen, it kind of looks like that. You know, or the marionette stops getting managed.
One of the movies that just doesn't have the right ending.
Yeah, and it just stops.
And you're just like, wait, give me something. What? Give me something here.
And he's like, nope, gone. Let's see here. Oh, clarification on that. Is there a clearing he won't let you do? No.
No.
Everything that has come up on our plate, he says, well, do it.
He may step in a little bit. He may steer us another direction, but he's always there to teach us and learn us.
Yeah, he'll steer us. If we're going a direction in a clearing that isn't, you know, because he sets us up. You know, if we ask him, if we get stumped and we ask him, he usually turns around and says, what do you think you should do? You know, he'll always ask us first, like, what do you think you should do? And so if we're asking ourselves that and answering those questions and going a certain direction that he needs to course correct a little bit, he absolutely will. He's not going to set us up for failure.
Right.
But he also isn't just going to spoon feed us the answers.
No, you have to work for everything with him. It's just like what do you think, Tim? Are we clear here?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, no. It's like that feeling when you think you left your house and you think you locked your back door, but you're not sure, so you got to go back and check it.
Mm-hmm.
And that tells me, no, we didn't finish this thing yet.
Yeah.
I don't have a feeling of concrete, we're done here.
Yeah. But there's everything that every situation that we've been approached with is something that if we look at him and he'll give us some kind of indication that, yes, we should do it, or be careful. Like, this one's tricky, you know, or, you'll figure it out when you get there, or whatever, you know. So, but there's never been one yet that he says, don't do it.
And there's times when we've went that there may be a higher presence there or something, and he alerts us to it,
mm-hmm.
that you better be on your game today because this one's going to be rough.
Yeah.
So,
but he's never steered us away from anything, because everything that's presented to us is because we're supposed to be learning and helping. And, Swanee's saying, that's why I love working with you guys, which we love working with you, Swanee.
Hey, Swanee.
So, we have a couple of folks out there that are really good to work with. You know, I don't want to say it's just Tim and I, because it's not. Swanee, who's on the chat room, he's great to work with. Amy's in the chat room. She's great to work with. Marilyn, I don't know if she'd know how to get in the chat room. She's not, but she's great to work with. And a handful of other people out there. Because sometimes you need a team.
Yeah.
You know, and it's nice to have people that you can rely on that can really hold their own energy.
Yep.
You know, because we need to be focused on the task at hand. And if we have people with us that have erratic energy, or they're unstable energy wise, or highly emotional, or, you know, have a big, you know, swing in energy, like a fight
emotions,
or flight
yeah.
instinct. Yeah. It doesn't do well for this. Not for the kind of work we do. It's very hard because you have to manage those energies and possibly, you know, they could be opening themselves up to vulnerabilities or, you know.
We all got to be on the same page.
Yeah. So it's nice to have really strong,
solid,
grounded, yeah, people. So, yeah, you just know that you don't have to worry about them.
Right.
They just know what they're doing.
You don't have to look over your shoulder to see what they're doing, because they're doing what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And they always know what to
yeah.
do.
Yep, absolutely. So, let's see here. More questions. Then we've got oh my gosh, we have 2 minutes. Are most clearings one and done, or are they protracted? You know, we would always shoot for one and done.
Yeah.
But not all of them are. It's impossible for that to be the case. And a lot of clearings end up being, it's not the house, it's not the space, it's the person.
Yeah.
You know, and it's the person that needs healing, and they need to do their work. You know, I've worked with someone now that we've worked together for about a year, and I've seen her every week, sometimes twice a week, for energy work. She's made huge progress, but it was so clear at this home clearing that we could clear the house 100 times, but until she goes through her healing process,
exactly,
she's going to keep having problems. And it's been a huge transformation, life-changing for her, but needed, you know, just to help her get to a place where she's able to have peace again in her life, but really healthy peace. You know, it's really, really good.
Right. And there's some times, too, where you get into a place and you'll have one clearing, and then you find out after you get that out of there, something else pops up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then you have to go back, unless they're stirring things up. Sometimes
right.
people stir it up again, and I'm not, you know, housekeeping service. I'm not going to come once a month and clean up your mess, you know. So it depends on the situation, but, you know, we shoot for one and done just so people can get back to their lives. But,
right.
you know, it just depends. But I know I'm looking at the clock, and we've got 2 minutes left. Time flies when you're telling scary stories. And, but I really, this has been fun, and lots of good questions.
Yeah.
From the chat room. So thank you, everybody who's been on the chat room. I don't know if I got all of them here, but we'll have to do this again, and then we can answer more questions.
Yeah, it's been great being on here.
Thanks, co-host Tim.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, and thank you, everybody, for joining us tonight. Thank you, Sarge, best producer ever, and ParaX.com for hosting our show. And we'll be back next week with Stephanie. She'll be back from vacation, and we'll hear all about it. And we'll look forward to talking with you all then. Thanks, and have a good night.